English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And today we're going to be talking about hypnosis and what it uses in the martial arts and how it affects the martial arts. Now, hypnosis is a state of mental focus and concentration, which allows the mind to relax and be more open to influence. Hypnosis is a mental method or tool which can be categorized under mental training in the martial arts. In the basis of the hypnotic theory stands the understanding that we are responsible for our experiences, meaning that whatever happens to us and whatever we do, we experience it through our mind's perception. Thus, our thoughts, feelings, sensations, and actions are all settled upon, be it conscious or subconscious, in our brain. Thus, to affect them is to affect the brain. Now, what exactly is hypnosis? Well, like I said in the beginning, it's a state of mental focus and concentration, a sort of sleep without sleeping. In our lives, we experience hypnotic states every so often, for instance, driving without remembering exactly what we did and where we passed, focusing on a television show without being aware of what's going on around us, let alone when our name is called. However, this mental state of concentration is only the first part of the process. The whole point of this state is that while in it, our mind becomes very open for suggestions or influence, both conscious and subconscious. Physically, what happens is that our right brain hemisphere arouses. It's responsible for our emotions, intuition, and creativity. At the same time, our left hemisphere is repressed. It's responsible for our analytical functions. We become free of our intellectual judgment and analyzing, and much more open to suggestions. It is important to point out that a person cannot be forced to do something against their will in a hypnotic situation or afterwards. It is a process in which the hypnotherapist can offer the hypnotized person suggestions that can influence their sensations, perception, emotions, logic, physiological processes, and physical behavior. The methods and techniques, and there are many ways by which one can go into a hypnotic state. However, aside from self-hypnosis, which is used usually and almost only for relaxing, other techniques involve a second person whose role is to offer the suggestions. In the classical approach, there are four stages. They use different techniques, generally called inductions, to put a person in a hypnotic state. The induction varies from one person to another. They then use techniques to deepen the state, and then they do the therapeutic work. And then you get post-suggestions, which allow the person to use what they have learned outside of the therapeutic context. And then there's the technique for terminating the hypnosis. The martial arts uses are it can be part of the training regime, when engaging in the actual confrontation, and as part of the training regime. It can support you in overcoming mental barriers, for instance, fear of sparring, lack of aggressiveness, improving fighting spirit and mental toughness. Of course, hypnosis will not always help. It all depends on what is disturbing the attribute from developing. For instance, if the fear of fighting is based on a past experience which ended very painfully, using hypnosis can help us subconsciously detach our emotions from the event and allow us to start with a clean slate. However, usually the fear is based on the natural fear of pain and conflict. In this case, perhaps building a sense of confidence will help or even create a detachment between pain and suffering. Support in overcoming physical barriers, for instance, energy boosting, improving physical endurance, and using hypnosis will not make us bench press 200 kilos if we can only do half normally. However, if we suspect what is holding us back in improving physically is a mental blockage, for instance, fear to reach our 100% capability, fear to fail, And perhaps with the right suggestions, we can become limited only by our real physical limitations. Support in overcoming technical barriers, for instance, lack of coordinated striking, blinking while punching, again, only if the limitation is caused by a mental barrier. And support in overcoming injuries, again, many times lack of confidence or negative thinking can affect our healing process. In these cases and their kind, hypnotic therapy may help overcoming the boundaries when engaging in the actual fight. Imagine going into a fight with confidence, with no sense of pain, while being stress-free. These attributes and more can be achieved through hypnotic suggestion. However, it is not always useful. For instance, we might be overconfident, and sometimes our stress helps us react faster, harder, and refines our awareness levels. The difference from imagery. Imagery is a method in which one uses his imagination in order to achieve a physical effect. It can be used for relaxing or for stimulating an experience for the mind, and thus training its skills and abilities and more. When this kind of technique is used during an hypnotic trance, it is called hypnosis. Hypnosis also utilizes other methods aside from using the imagination. From an early age, there is a critical factor, mechanism that is formed in every person. This mechanism compares any new piece of information with a piece that is already known. And any information that is contradictory is blocked. It is a defense our mind creates to make sure we don't overwork and overload our brain. However, if we want to change this, this may also become an obstacle. When hypnotized, one can overcome this obstacle by detouring past the conscious level and go directly to the subconscious. The difference between hypnosis and meditation. When during both meditation and hypnotic state, we're in a relaxed and very focused and concentrated state of awareness. Nevertheless, studies have shown a difference in brainwaves from each situation. However, the real difference is in our openness for suggestions. In meditating, by listening to suggestions, we are, by definition, out of the single mind, empty mind state. Therefore, we might use meditation to reach a relaxed state of mind as an induction to the hypnotic state. But once beginning the suggestion stage, we have started hypnosis. When in these state of minds, we can imagine and visualize ourselves performing something in a correct way. For instance, switching to an armbar at exactly the right moment, or striking with a sword or a cudgel with perfect execution. The scientific field is still debating whether or not this imagery state helps develop not only self-confidence, but also new neural pathways, which actually help physically to improve our skills and abilities, both physical and mental. The following are true facts regarding hypnosis. It will not cause a person to say or do something against their will. A person cannot get stuck in it. It is not sleep. It is an awakened state which always maintains a certain awareness to what's going on. We cannot be hypnotized against our will, and it will not cause us to run faster, but it may cause us to believe we can. Now, working, training, and improving with hypnosis requires using suggestions. It is a technique which requires knowledge and experience. Therefore, consulting and working with a professional is very important. Using hypnotic methods cannot substitute proper and useful training and hard work, but it can help overcome mental barriers which prevent or limit us from achieving them. Thank you for listening to this episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And please tune in next time for another great episode.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.